Okay, good morning. How's everyone doing? It's so good to see everyone here today, all called by Blessed Mother for these 2 days of meetings, very important meetings. So I welcome all you fellow prayer warriors and children of the United Hearts Association. Thank you again for coming. We got a wonderful greeting from a message from Jesus last night. He told us the importance of these meetings. And just to restate it, he said, "My brothers and sisters, please know that this weekend and all that is offered here is a portion of my mercy upon earth. All your prayers and sacrifices have made this possible, combined with my grace. No prayer, no sacrifice is too small or is ever ineffective. Therefore, I encourage you to continue to pray that this consecration to our United Hearts is propagated far and wide. As you may or may not know, this is heaven's site of predilection, the place in the desert or wilderness mentioned in Revelation 12 where the woman wages war with the dragon against those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. There's a message given in 1997 by Blessed Mother. She said, "I tell you, this is the place in the wilderness God has prepared for me, the place that was spoken of in Revelation chapter 12. This is where we will pray for the victory of the united hearts of Jesus and Mary, and we will be triumphant. Today, we extend to you the blessing of our united hearts." So back in 1997, we received that message. Actually, three messages that pertain to this place being the place in the wilderness. And she said, on March 13th, "I liken this refuge, my prayer site, to the wilderness where I took refuge from Satan. For this is a spiritual refuge, as was the refuge I fled to. That wilderness centuries ago was neither in heaven nor on earth. This refuge is on earth, but so too is in my heart and the hearts of those who come and believe. The goal and purpose of the Children of the United Hearts is to evangelize the consecration of the heart of the world to the United Hearts." Very important. I know you all understand this, and that's why you're here. So thank you again on behalf of Blessed Mother. My name is Tom. I'm a volunteer for the ministry. And I'm going to introduce Jane right now. We'll take you through some general housekeeping information that's very important for this weekend.
Welcome. And the staff and volunteers are here to serve you this weekend. So if you have any special needs, please look for someone with a name tag with an orange ribbon, and we'll be happy to help you. Your name tag is your passport this weekend. You'll need it to get into the meeting room and also for the continental breakfast in the cafeteria. Please wear it at all times. You will not be admitted to the meeting room if you're not wearing your name tag. Please report any lost name tags to the registration table. If your name tag has a colored dot on it, like this one, that means that you pre-registered with us and are therefore eligible for a sack lunch, which will be served in the cafeteria this afternoon. Now please turn off and or silence all of your cell phones, pagers, and electronic devices. And please, no texting during the meeting. Also, please turn off any cameras. The ministry is filming the meeting and will make recordings available at a later date. So no filming by any participant will be permitted. There are seats reserved up front for the handicapped or the hearing impaired. If you have any difficulty hearing and would like to move up to these seats, you're most welcome to do so. Please also, no food or drinks anywhere in this building other than the cafeteria. That includes bottled water. The same applies to the chapel next door. This will be enforced. The restrooms in the building are down the hall, and there are also restrooms in the chapel, and we have what we call outdoor restrooms, which are not really outdoor, they're indoor, but there is a building next to the chapel, to the right of the chapel, that also has restrooms available. Now I'd like to take a moment to go through your meeting packet. What we have put in there includes your program, and in the program on the back will be the schedule for the day, which we also have posted on all the doors. And there's a special section in here called General Information that will cover much of what I am talking about this morning. We also have a small pack that includes 6 prayer cards. These have the consecration to the United Hearts on one side and the consecration of the Heart of the World to the United Hearts on the opposite side. We gave you 1 for yourself and 5 to give away. You'll also find 4 colored sheets. The colored sheets are for any prayer request you may have. And if you notice if I can do this without dropping things here, this basket will be out on the registration table. That will be the basket for the prayer request. So if you have any prayer requests, please write them on the sheets and take them out to the basket at the registration table. We also have a shrine directory, which is the brochure in the packet, and the brand new book called The Pilgrim's Guide to Maranatha Spring and Shrine. This book, it will allow you to pray at every statue, relic, and shrine on the property. So please do use this. It's a wonderful resource. And we also have some question sheets. We have 4 sheets in your packet. Because we would like to keep on schedule, the way we are going to handle questions from the audience, we are going to ask you to write your questions down and take them out to the information table and put them in the drop box. We will then have Q&A panels throughout the weekend where we will address the written questions, but we will not take any questions from the floor during the weekend. We also have the speaker's notes, which you can use to make notes yourself for all of the talks. And there's 1 more thing. In here also, we have a handout for messages about the Children of the United Hearts and also about the special consecration prayer Blessed Mother recently gave. And for the shoppers in the room, the bookstore has included a special discount ticket just for this weekend for 10% off of 1 purchase in the bookstore. So please do take advantage of this. It will expire when the meeting closes tomorrow. How many here went to Catholic grade school with the nuns? Okay. Then you'll remember this. We will walk through the hallways to try to alert you that it's time to start the session. So we will be using something from the past. We thought you would enjoy that. Anyway. Okay. Now, the registration table, which is located just out the door here by the St. Thomas Aquinas statue, also is the place to go for any lost and found requests, special needs. The Blessing Point basket will be on the table. The question sheet drop box will be on the table. And also, if you have any messages for the ministries or if you happen to bring any envelopes for newsletters, we'll be happy to take them at the table. And that concludes what I have to say this morning. I will be back to talk to you shortly before lunch.
Thank you, Jane. Jane forgot to mention that in the Lake of Tears there was fish, and my wife and I went out there yesterday, and we had a few dog bones in our car like most of you do, right? And we try to feed them to the fish, and they do not like dog bones. They do not like rocks, so don't bother the fish in there, right? But anyway, thank you, Jane. So right now I'd like to introduce Maureen, the most humble gift from God that I've met in my life. And she's going to say a few words to us. So just give us a minute to get the mic set up for her to speak, okay?
I sure wish Jane would ring that bell and my talk would be over with. I want to thank everyone for coming. coming here and responding so positively to Heaven's call. It's a very important call that you're going to hear about this weekend. I'm certain that everyone here realizes the dire straits our country is in and the world in general is in these days. The news, when you turn it on, is really nothing more than a report of the battle between good and evil. There are increasingly two factions at play in the world today, Christians and those who oppose Christianity. It's evident in our schools and our churches and in our politics. When Our Lady appeared at La Salette in the mid-19th century to two shepherd children, I always wanted to be a shepherd. She was crying because God's name was being profaned and people were working on Sunday. How much more do you think Our Lady is crying today? Today, every commandment is broken, and it is now legal to break the commandments. It's part of our legal system. It's part of our political platforms. Now people think secular law takes precedence over the Ten Commandments. They think it's their right to sin, and it's an encouragement to sin. So the secularization of morals, such as homosexuality and abortion, has all become something that people see as a freedom, but really it's slavery to sin. Belief in humanism, such as science and technology, takes precedence over the spiritual. Thus, our belief system is based upon reason and evidence and the idea that man can control his own destiny without God. The more things we have, the more we're dependent on our own efforts and the more we move away from God. All of this mentality was just beginning in 1917 when Our Lady appeared in Fatima, Portugal. Again, she appeared to three shepherd children. And Our Lady warned, if the world didn't improve and live according to religious principles, there would be a worse war in the pontificate of Pius XI. She warned there would be famine, that the good would be murdered, that the church would be persecuted, and that Russia would spread her errors. And at that time, these little shepherd kids didn't even know what Russia was. They thought it was some woman that needed conversion. So, of course, Russia did spread her errors. She spread communism. And she also said that nations would be annihilated. Well, they were. They lost their identity to communism. They were Iron Curtain countries. What's going on today in our country? Our president wants us to lose our sovereignty. He's trying to make the borders less formidable and more vulnerable to illegal immigration. Well, Our Lady asked Lucia in 1929. She had an apparition in the convent where she was. And Our Lady said, it's time for the Holy Father to consecrate Russia to my Immaculate Heart. And she wanted all the bishops to join with the Holy Father. And she said then there would be a period of peace. It wasn't done. In 1932, the church proclaimed Fatima as worthy of belief, but there was still no consecration of Russia. Then World War II broke out, and it's estimated that 40 million people were killed in that war that Our Lady had come to warn us about. No one listened and obeyed Heaven. Our Lady is not waiting on the bishops today. She's depending on us. It's on us to do this. Today we're faced with the same mentality. No approvals, those who could help, and those who could help many to believe in heaven's requests here do nothing, or worse, even oppose it. So we must ask heaven's help, and as a grassroots movement, begin to fulfill heaven's request, that the heart of the world be consecrated to the united hearts of Jesus and Mary, and the Holy Trinity, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our Lady said on August 2nd, "Dear children, each time you pray this prayer, the consecration of the heart of the world to the united hearts, God pours grace into the world. Thus souls are convicted of their wicked ways and attracted to personal holiness. Every soul that follows the inclination of these graces strengthens the remnant faithful. Satan's kingdom in this world is weakened forever by the conversion of one soul. Therefore, understand he is powerfully opposed to the recitation and propagation of this consecration. Pray for the grace of holy boldness in the face of all evil attacks. Persevere in the will of God in propagating this consecration far and wide. When heaven refers to the heart of the world, we're referring to every heart in the world today. So heaven says, the more hearts consecrated to the united hearts, the stronger the remnant. And by the remnant, they refer to those who persevere in Christian beliefs despite persecution, opposition, and compromised leadership. Our Lady is not asking for the consecration of one country, as she did at Fatima, but of the heart of the world. She is not promising peace, but strengthening and increase in the remnant faithful. Remember that Scripture lives to be fulfilled, and in the book of Revelations, there's going to be more wars. It's predicted. She's not waiting for approvals. She's counting on us. Please, let's learn from history and act now with wisdom and holy boldness.